It's often called the Hiroshima of industrial disasters. On December 2, 1984, a white cloud of cyanide gas enveloped the city of Bhopal in India. The leak came from a faulty storage tank at the Union Carbide pesticide plant. Ritesh Ratnor was 6 years old when it happened. He remembers the carnage the next morning.
Bodies that day in the morning were actually piled on both the sides of the road, and they were covered with a single white cloth. That is one of the scenes which I think I could never forget.
Ratnor is now an engineering student at UW-Madison. He's joining others for the candlelight vigil beside a statue of Mahatma Gandhi in Milwaukee's India-America Friendship Park. They're calling on Dow Chemical, the company that now owns Union Carbide, to pay for a cleanup that Ratnor says was never completed.
The people of Bhopal are still drinking polluted water because of the chemicals which are getting into the soil. It's like nothing has been done.
Another survivor of the accident is UW-Milwaukee professor Pradeep Rohatgi. He was the director of a government research laboratory in Bhopal. He says the disaster drove him and many of his fellow scientists out of the country.
You know, we were all so shaken, we were not sure about the safety, so many people migrated to U.S.
Rohatgi blames Union Carbide for not planning for possible accidents. He says the purpose of the memorial vigil is to remind U.S. chemical companies to be more careful in operating their overseas plants.
In these days of increasing outsourcing, that please be very careful when you are establishing manufacturing plants in other countries. You should take due care, build extra precautions so similar accidents do not occur in the future.
A spokesperson for Dow Chemical says the company now uses the same safety and environmental standards for both its domestic and foreign factories. The company paid $470 million into a victims' compensation fund. But victims of the accident are still demanding company executives be brought to trial in India. Wisconsin Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin and 16 other members of Congress have joined the survivors in their demands. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.